13 Signs Someone Likes You.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today we are, take a deep breath. We are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And we are getting ready for a new year. We're excited. We're motivated. We're juiced up. And you know, there's nothing that makes a year exceptional as having someone like you, especially somebody that you like, because that can lead to an incredible relationship. It can lead to a soulmate reunion. It can be so good. Love is a wonderful thing. And so I'm going to share with you 13 signs that someone likes you. Now, the first 7 are physical signs. And the last 6, I believe, are energetic signs. They're energy signs. So the first 7 are, you know, signs you can see and touch and kind of notice, okay? And I think the combination of understanding both of these signs, both the physical and the energetic, really is going to give you an edge, give you an advantage in understanding who likes you, who's thinking about you, who's interested in you. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Okay, I'm going to do that, but first, I want you to subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon and do that now. And also subscribe to us on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio or Stitcher. Okay, here we go. Number 1, eye gaze. In other words, you're in a room or you're with a group of friends and the person keeps catching your eye. Or he or she will position themselves in a place where they can catch your eye from time to time. In other words, they won't be behind you. They'll make sure that they're sitting in a place where they can catch your eye. That little slight eye gaze, oh, that's so important, because there's energy that travels from one energy field to the next. And when those two eyes interlock, oh, well, 4 eyes, I should say, 2 on each person. When those eyes interlock, that energy is transferred. Something magical takes place. A connection that is almost unexplainable. Number 2, they tend to groom themselves. They may pull out a comb and comb their hair a little bit, or they may adjust their hair. You know, they may straighten their tie out if it's a guy, or his cufflinks out if he's wearing cufflinks. May pull his pants up, may put a little lipstick on, eyeshadow, that kind of stuff. But it's grooming themselves in front of you. And it's a subconscious message that says, look it, I'm going to look my very best for you. I want to look my absolute best. Now, it may not be consciously thought of, but that's the subconscious message that is being transferred. So if they're kind of grooming themselves, looking in a mirror, adjusting their makeup, anything like that, that's a sign that they are thinking of you and that they like you. That's important. Well, when we study NLP and when we go through our program here to become a miracle mentor, we teach neuro-linguistic programming as part of the course. And mirroring body language is so important for rapport. But what happens when a person likes you, they start to mimic your body language and your gestures, even your verbal language. They'll start using words that you use. And they don't do it consciously. It's a subconscious thing. So if you're sitting with your leg crossed, they may cross their leg. If you're leaning in, they may tend to lean in. All of these kinds of mirroring is what it's called in NLP, signs, are signs that they like you. So keep an eye out for that. Now, we talked about the eye gaze, but there's a level that goes beyond the eye gaze. And that's staring. That's where you kind of catch each other's eyes and you pause for a few moments. And what you want to look for, if possible, is to see if their pupil is dilating. If it's dilating, that's a huge sign that that person really likes you. But just the fact that they are staring at you, or you're staring at them and they're allowing it and not feeling creeped out by it. Now, I don't want you to bulge your eyes and stare at them creepily, you know, but a short stare for a few seconds, very powerful in establishing communication and very powerful in letting them know you like them as well.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, when people talk and they communicate, they either kind of sit back and cross their arms or, you know, do something like that, or they lean in because they're interested. If the person is leaning in, if either he or she is leaning in to listen intently to what you have to say and they're asking questions, that's a sign that they like you. It's a powerful sign. So kind of notice which way their body is facing, backward or forward toward you. If they're facing forward toward you, it's a powerful sign. If they're facing backward, it may simply mean that you haven't connected with them yet in a way that they want to connect. And once you do, they'll start leaning inward. You haven't talked about something that they want to talk about or something like that. Well, light touching, a little touching on the hand, touching on the shoulder, that kind of thing. Very, very powerful physical sign that they are into you and that they like you. And of course, smiling. The more they smile, the happier they are. Do they light up when they see you come into the room? You know, and are they smiling? Again, these are positive signs that this person likes you. Now, these are 7 physical signs. Let's get into some energetic signs. Number one, you see the numbers 777 or 444. As you are thinking about them. In other words, say in the morning you get up and you're thinking about them, and then you drive to work and you see the number 777. That's a powerful energetic sign that the universe is speaking to you and saying, you know what you were thinking about, what you were focusing on the most? I want to let you know that it's a go, that things are progressing. It may not be full speed yet, but it's a go. Now, 444 is deep love. 777 is more sexual love and sexual attraction, but they're both good, okay? 444 or 4444 and 777. You see this person's name or initials everywhere you go. And if you have a song that reminds you of this individual, you hear that song repetitively. It seems like you can't get away from the song. So you see their initials, or you see their name, or you hear a song that reminds you of them, and it happens frequently. This is the universe again speaking to you, saying, hey, wake up. Here you go, slap on the face. Wake up, okay? This person likes you. No matter what the outward signs are, no matter what you may believe, this person likes you. Here's another energetic sign. They're mirroring your vibration and alignment. In other words, maybe you saw a flock of ducks fly by. I'm just making something up crazy here. But you saw a flock of geese and you text it to them and they say, "That's crazy. I just saw one too." Or you saw something or read something and you text it to them and they text you back, "I was thinking the same thing." It means that energetically you're in alignment. You're like moving down the same track together. And that's a good sign. That's a positive sign that this person is into you, that this person really likes you. Well, if you're in the or at the level of texting, they tend to text you first. And when you text them, they give you more than one word replies. They say more than okay, more than yes, more than no. They want to engage in conversation. Now, just because some people are not texters, I'm not a texter, so if you send me a text, you're going to get a smiley face back, okay? I'm just not a texter. And they may not be either. So that's not a soul law or rule. But in general, if you're in the younger generation where texting is pretty common, if they're texting you, if they're replying to you immediately, those are good signs that they like you. Is this person showing up in your dreams on a regular basis? Are you dreaming of this person seemingly a couple times a week? They're in your dreams. Guess what? They're dreaming of you as well. You're dreaming of them. They're dreaming of you. This is an alignment. This is synergy at an energetic level. And it means that they deeply like you. Finally, this is a crazy one, but it happens. Middle of the night, you wake up startled, but you don't know why you're startled. You didn't hear anything. You weren't dreaming of anything that you notice or remember. You don't see anything, but you're sitting up in bed, wide awake. It's almost like you want to get up and start the day. And what's happened is there's a good chance that you have received a visitation from this person's energy field. And your energy field and his kind of danced through the night together, or hers. You know, you kind of danced together. And then as you separated, you woke right up. You just like were startled. And that can happen quite often. Do not suppress it with drugs. Because if you suppress it with drugs, listen to me now. If you suppress it with drugs, you will stop the cosmic dance that the two of you are doing together. And you may be doing this for months before you ever really connect. It's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. It's incredible. Oh, you're going to have the love you deserve in 2018 and on. I just feel it. I just absolutely am certain of it. Be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Be sure and subscribe as well. No problem. You have a great day. Because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.